biggest news in Baltimore today and throughout yesterday, Mary Bubala fired from WJZ, longtime anchorwoman, been in the business for over 20 years during the Mayor Pugh news coverage. She asked a question of a guest that they had in studio that offended people. Mm-hmm. Some people say it's a simple mistake. Some people are saying it implies all kinds of bias. I know, Mary, I don't think that's true at all. I also question why this had to be a firing offense, because we know that sometimes the words don't come out of our mouths the way we intend to. Mm-hmm. And I think that this could have opened up a really good conversation at the station. And I'm actually seeing it on Facebook and social media and
right,
elsewhere.
The conversation has continued.
So the conversation is going on, but it looks like to me that they chose the easiest way out, the most cowardly way out, and they just tried to distance themselves from the situation in the easiest way possible by simply sending a statement to the Sun that said, she no longer works here and we apologize to our viewers. And Mary, in her posts on this, said that she asked to do an on-air apology, which would have gotten the ball rolling. And this was a moment for growth that we now don't have, at least from that station.
And if it would be anything like her Twitter apology was humble, and she admitted, look, what I said wasn't awesome, essentially, and I know that I was wrong. And so that I'm sure that the on-air apology would have been like that too, and it could have been a learning moment for all of us. And instead, they ran away from it. WJZ ran away from it and fired her. And I think this opens up our society and our culture on a really slippery slope where somebody gets offended and we just end it. We just end their livelihood. And I don't know if it's right.
And truly, every single day, people get offended by something we say. Someone was just offended that we read that text. Okay.
About the nipples?
Yeah. So, the trash conversation, never listening again. So,
first of all, I don't believe you. You'll be back tomorrow. Second of all, sorry.
This is what our listeners are saying. We let you control the show. So you can, you know, this is your show and this is what people are saying.
Listen, when people have a live microphone in front of them, you never know what's going to happen. But that's part of the beauty. That's part of what is cool about live TV and live radio. If you start to fire people for anything and everything that they say that's offensive, you're going to get a watered down, glossed over, I don't know, yucky version of what you think you want for the news. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Someone's bringing up, we don't know, all kinds of things about the station, and it wasn't an off-the-cuff interview. She prepared her questions beforehand, but truly, did they do all-day coverage? A lot of people were saying, oh, all these questions are prepared beforehand. That's not true.
A lot of people, this morning, we took calls on this earlier this morning, and a lot of people seem to be confused because they think everything that newscasters say is scripted. So often it is. Often they're reading a teleprompter, but sometimes they're totally not. So, and this is a difficult conversation for us to have right now.
Completely.
For people to have around their dinner table and for Mary to have been having with that professor. It's just a difficult thing for people to talk about.
And that's where I am disappointed in how the station handled this, because I think it's a lot easier to just pretend problems don't exist. Well, Baltimore has a lot of problems,
right,
including race.
Political.
Right. So if we just cancel anybody,
firing Mary is not going to make the problems go away.
Right. It's bigger than that. And
also something that people thought was interesting earlier was the idea that she was asking a question. She wasn't making a blanket statement, which I think are two completely different things.
Right. And of all the people we've heard from, and we've heard from hundreds and hundreds, there was one person that said the firing was justified, and everyone else, even people who said they were offended by the question, said it shouldn't have been a fireable offense.
And for the record, you're completely allowed to be offended by that, by anything.
Yeah, by the text we read, by our show. Yeah, you know, you're allowed to be that. But I think when it messes with people's livelihoods and there's just a you know, 100% guilty, that's the other thing. I saw so many interpretations of what she meant. So many that clearly
across
there's
the
not
board.
A uniform agreement.
Yeah.
You know, beyond reasonable doubt, here's the accusation that we can assign to her. Not true.
And because they took her off the air immediately, she can't even explain herself.
Yeah, but she's got the opportunity here. We're going to definitely open that up to her.
Oh, she's more than welcome to come and
talk
to us.
One of the things she says is she wants to repair any damage that's done to her reputation. We're willing to give her her say. So, yeah, I consider her a friend, so that may make me biased and everything, too. So,
no, but it's important to hear personal accounts of people who know her, too, I think, you know? And I have heard nothing but glowing reviews of her personality. So if you want to call and weigh in, you're more than welcome to 410-583-1065.